the ship itself was what flag was in?
U.S. I always sailed U.S. flag.
Uh-huh. And is it, you know, back then you said the business was pretty good. There were a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Has that changed even in the past 10 years or so?
Well, 2008, I lost my job. I was on a government contract cargo ship.
Yeah.
It was owned by the government, but we were hired on to run it for them. And that's when the market started to collapse. And
just like with other industries, yep. Kind of.
Then one foul swoop, it was a fully crewed ship. Next thing you know, 5 people were on board. They just put her up at the dock and said, that's it. We're not moving her now. Everybody go home.
What kind of work was it? I mean, what kind of cargo was
At that time, it was Army tanks, trucks, helicopters, Humvees, and then containers on the deck.
Was that Maersk?
That was with Maersk.
So after 2008, what was your next step?
Well, after that, I kind of just hopped around. Yeah. You know, I would take any billet that I could find, trying to find work. I was married at the time, so I had a family to take care of, and, you know, you just took whatever work you could get. I worked for some oceanographic survey ships. Actually, one of them, the USNS Impeccable, you might have heard of in the news a couple of years ago, being harassed by Chinese Navy. That was one of them. I wasn't on board at the time.
Okay.
I'd just gotten off.
But so what exactly happened? They were
off the Chinese coast, and they listened for submarines. And Chinese didn't like that too much.
Yeah, so they kind of pushed them out.
No, but they tried to.
Right.
They tried to.
Interesting.
But after, you know,